The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. Today I want to talk a little bit about focus and the value and the importance of focus. I just want to go through the Bible and read a few verses that the Bible talks about paying attention to where we're going and thinking forward and all those things. The first time I really started thinking about this was when I read the verse where it says, "You cannot serve God and mammon." I think that's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 to 24. It says, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore that light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon." So I think that's a pretty significant, especially that last verse kind of really rings it home and it kind of explains it. So the first two verses that I was talking about is the light of the body. I think that is the internal eye that is talking about. When we have an eye of focus and we have clarity and we can internally, we have strength, we have courage, we have all these things because we have a focus, we have a clear focus. But if we have an eye of darkness or an eye where we cannot focus, or we don't have a vision, we don't see forward. You know, in Proverbs, it says, without a vision, the people perish. And I think it's important that we have a laser focus. We have a laser vision about where we want to go and what we want to accomplish. It says, no man can serve two masters. You hate the one and love the other. And the old adage is, you cannot run after two rabbits at one time. So I think it's very important that we focus. And we need to know clearly exactly what our goal is or what we want to accomplish with whatever we are doing, because otherwise we tend to weaken our efforts. And over time, we will definitely have a divided attention and we'll have a divided focus, and it's going to hurt us majorly. So, all right, let's go to the next place I'd like to read is in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. All right, it says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of the issues of life, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look straight on, look right on, and let thine eye look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left, and remove thy foot from evil." I think that's some really, really, really good advice. First off, we need to keep our heart with diligence. If we look at our internal intentions, or we look at the intentions of our heart, or I think that we have to be very careful, because it's easy for in life to get swayed by, you know, the minutiae. In the New Testament, it actually calls them they're like little weeds that grow up around your crop. This is the minutiae. It calls it the cares and the deceitfulness of riches. It's called the cares of this life. These little cares will grow up and they will choke it. So we have to look at our heart with diligence, and we have to see the issues of life, and we have to kind of look at our motives and kind of look at our vision. Is our vision getting a little fuzzy? Is our focus getting a little off, or whatever? Like, out of that are the issues of life. Anyway, and then in verse 25, it says, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established." I think that we have to carefully consider the focus. We have to carefully consider the path that we are on. We have to carefully choose what we want out of life. We have to be very careful about that, because I think there's so many times that it's easy to get swayed by things that is not really of our own choosing. Or we go down a path that isn't really what we desire or is not really the best for our life. I think it's very important we ponder the path we're going down. We ponder the consequences of the things that we're doing. We ponder the decisions that we've made up until now. We meditate on those things and we say, okay, where did I go wrong? I mean, maybe it's time to reflect. It's kind of like the winter when the sowing and reaping. It is a time sometimes to take rest and just look back on our life and say, you know, where have I been? What have I done? What are some mistakes that I've done? And how can I learn from those? Like, I think we need to ponder the path of our feet. And then once we know where we're headed, then we allow our ways to be established. We don't just go along and just wander around. No, no, no. We have to establish the path after considering what we want. And then it says, turn not to the right hand nor to the left, and then remove our foot from evil. Be laser focused, like be absolutely laser focused. The next scripture that I would like to read from is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. It says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. What that's really talking about, goes so much deeper than just what we can read superficially. When it says, commit thy works unto the Lord, when we make a commitment to the Lord, we make a commitment to have a clean life, a pure life, a life of purpose, a life of value. And when we commit our ways unto the Lord, we basically commit to follow the laws that God has set in order. We commit to those things and our thoughts will be established. The next verse I'd like to look at is 2 Timothy 1. Let's go to verse 7. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And if we do commit our works unto the Lord, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. He has given us a great degree of intentionality and a great degree of focus. Like we need to really focus. Like, it's really important. I don't think that we should be very careful, because fear is a destroyer. It's a major destroyer. I think we have to have laser focus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore as men be perfect, be thus minded. Basically, he's saying that we need to be very focused. We need to be very disciplined about the calling that we are in. We need to be very disciplined about our focus, and we need to focus on that, and we need to press toward that mark. What we know that we need to do, what we know what our focus should be, when we know clearly what our vision needs to be, when we need to press toward that mark. And there's just one more verse that I want to read really fast to wrap up. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 21 and go to verse 17. And there's so much in the Bible. I could literally talk for like a lot more, but I'm trying to keep this, you know, short and kind of get it in here. It says in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 17, he says, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man, and he that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. And this is the path that we need to consider. I think it is easy sometimes to enjoy the pleasures of life, of eating and drinking and games and fun and movies and music. Doesn't really matter. The point is that it's very easy to love pleasure. And the fact of the matter is when we, I think that in business especially, like, it's very easy to get distracted about, we have the wrong principles that are more important. In business, I think that sometimes we have to say, you know what? We have to love the business that we're in, and we have to avoid constant pressures of life or the cares of the world. And it's very easy, you know, start doing other things. But in order to be truly focused, we cannot love pleasure too much. If we're always playing, like if playing and pleasure is more important to us, it's going to be extremely difficult for a business to be successful. It's just something that I think is very important that we consider the time, money, and resources that we put into amusement and to pleasure. Because the fact of the matter is that can sabotage our business. You know, the $40, $50 a week that we may think is not that much, or maybe it's $100 or whatever it is, a week that we spend on, you know, it could be bowling, it could be, you know, and I'm not saying don't spend this, I'm just saying that we need to consider. And if we love pleasure too much, it's going to seriously hurt our businesses. With that, I want to wrap up. I just want to give you real fast the verses that I read out of, and a lot more than usual. Proverbs 4, 23 to 27, Matthew 6, 22 to 24, Proverbs 16, verse 3, 2 Timothy 1, 7, Philippians 3, 14, and Proverbs 21, 17. That's what I read out of today. So with that, I hope you guys are having an amazing, amazing day. Let's get focused. Let's be laser focused on our business.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments, or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
This episode was hosted by the Max Potential Podcast Network. Find more great shows at maxpotential.com.